Now's the time. You better jump on board while it's hot. Are you ready to go to Mars? Ladies and gentlemen, please, welcome to the program this morning. From the Mars Society, Monica Simmons. And Monica, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good morning. Thank you.
It's time to go, huh?
Yes, it is.
A little bit about the Mars Society. First, I was looking at the founding declaration of the Mars Society. You said the reasons we're going to Mars are very powerful. We need to go for the knowledge, eh, right?
Right.
Of both Mars and Earth.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge of it. We must go for the youth, the opportunity, the humanity, and for the future. Now, how long have you been a member of the Mars Society?
I've actually been involved in the Mars Society since May of last year.
Okay. Now, tell me a little bit about the Mars Society. You guys are serious. I know people are going to think you're wacko, but you're ready to go. You say that we're actually now more advanced and a lot more prepared to go to Mars than we were to the moon or any of our space encounters back years back, right?
Yeah, that's right. And we already have, we're not just talkers. We already have built the first habitation unit for the astronauts, and that is up in Canada on Devon Island in the Arctic Circle, because that's a similar climate on Earth to Mars. And that's where we're actually testing it, and we're sharing that with NASA right now, sponsored by Flashline.com.
Amazing. Now, I'm not the smartest, I'll be honest. When it comes to science and math, I'm a little behind. But isn't Mars cold?
Well, yes, it is compared to Earth right now. But there's also something we have called terraforming. And what that means is taking Mars in its current climate and turning that into a human-friendly Earth-type of environment and atmosphere and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, one of the terraforming concepts is the greenhouse effect. We've already obviously experienced some of that here on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do the same sort of thing on Mars and actually control the climate, build more atmosphere and that sort of thing chemically and biologically, because Mars's atmosphere is made up 95% of carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm.
And we even have inflatable greenhouses that we're going to be sending up so we can actually grow plants on Mars.
Now, the average temperature there, I'm reading through this, Mars, the fourth rock from the sun, of course, it is the second most habitable environment after Earth, right?
After Earth, yes.
Temperature from around 60 degrees, that's the hottest it ever gets, right?
Something like that, I believe, yeah.
To the freezing point of dry ice, that's a polar night. So it's those nights that'll get you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Now, the time on Mars, 24.6 hours, pretty close to ours, about the same.
Uh-huh.
The gravity, 38% of our gravity, so it means we're going to be a little lighter and we can step high, right?
Yeah, the gravity is one-third that of Earth, and so is the, I believe, barometric pressure and size.
Now, as far as water, it seems like I've seen reports that they said they found what looked to be old rivers or streams.
Yeah, they have found what looks like past riverbeds from not very long ago. It could have been months ago and that sort of thing. They don't have a time period on it, but it looks like there very definitely is running water on Mars, at least sometimes and occasionally. And with the carbon dioxide atmosphere, most of the liquid water would be underground. So we can't just find it in pictures, because any water that would be on the surface of Mars would be actually frozen as ice.
So you truly believe that it could be inhabited by man?
Very easily, actually. All of the elements that we would need as humans are actually there on Mars.
Now, let me ask you this, too, and this is, I don't want to say political, but I don't want to do like the English did to the American Indian. Is there anybody there already?
No.
All right, you're sure of this?
The only quote-unquote life on Mars is just our rovers and robots like the Mars Global Surveyor.
Mm-hmm. Now, how soon, honestly, Monica, do you think that we can send people up to Mars?
Well, right now, we can go within the next 10 years. Like I said, we already have the habitation unit built.
Mm-hmm.
And under the Mars Direct plan, we would only be using about $40 billion for three missions, and that's only 7% of the space budget, and that's less than what the United States is paying for the International Space Station. And in the Mars Direct plan, we can send one unmanned mission, which would be an Earth return vehicle. And if we send up hydrogen and mix it with the carbon dioxide in the air of Mars, we can actually make our own rocket fuel and water, and the water we can use as water or recycle the hydrogen back into the process and use the oxygen either to breathe or as an oxidizer for the rocket fuel.
Okay.
And then on the second two missions, we would actually be able to send humans and a second launching in that same year of a secondary Earth return vehicle.
Now, do we really need to go? Is our current residency in jeopardy, or are we going to get overcrowded?
Well, that kind of question, you'll get a different answer from everyone. So to kind of get an idea, some people say, you know, we need to go for resources. Some will say, you know, eventually the Earth is going to die out or something like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, so we'll have somewhere else to go. Also, if we don't, you know, our space program has already become very stagnant, and that's just a sign of the society and that sort of thing. But one definite thing with the Mars Society is that we want Mars to be the second safest place for humans in the solar system.
Not a bad request, I don't suppose. I'm as American as apple pie, and, you know, I'm happy. And when our space program hit the moon, or whenever we do anything, you know, I'm flying my flag too. But at the same time, you know, it hits the space program eats up a lot of cash, don't they?
Well, not really, because the space program, NASA's entire budget, and this is for the entire NASA, by the way,
okay.
is only 1% of the federal budget. And it's not a great expenditure like they seem to have people believing. So actually, this is kind of like using the spare change of the federal government.
But this still isn't going to be affordable for everybody. It's not a Greyhound bus to Cleveland. By no means. It's going to cost some money.
Well, it'll cost some money initially. Right now, we've got private sponsorship.
Uh-huh.
And we're hoping to get the government to help chip in, especially later on if we get the political backing and that sort of thing, which we're working on. And it's not unreasonable. And the reason we can do it so cheaply but so effectively is because we don't have to take all of our supplies from Earth that we'll need to live on Mars for a year and a half, and all the supplies for the return from Mars to Earth.
Okay.
The reason this works so cheaply is because we won't have to send our supplies from Earth. We can make them on Mars, which means we won't have to have the giant spaceships. We won't have to have all the extra propellant to get us through the Earth's atmosphere to get to Mars and that sort of thing. The previous plan was big orbiting spaceships that had to be built in orbit through space stations, and the cost just went through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very basic, down-to-earth way by using the resources at hand. And again, everything the U.S. is saying for the International Space Station is actually more expensive than three missions to Mars. Country. The moon race was a result of the race between America and Russia during the communist era.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a space race literally for the dominant country of the planet. Whereas with Mars, it's not about, you know, who can beat who else or that sort of thing, because we're all in it together. We may have our different reasons, but we all agree that we need to go. So it doesn't matter which country. It's just the reason a lot of it seems to focus on America, especially like the American government, is because, first of all, we are the superpower of the planet. And second of all, we are the commercial and industrial center of the planet for the most part. So we have more money to spare than anybody.
I understand. Well, I've got to admit, you've impressed me. You really seem to know what's going on with this, informed, educated about this. I know a lot of people have to think you're crazy when you tell them you're ready to go to Mars, don't they?
Actually, no. I haven't had anybody yet who does think I'm crazy. For instance, when Mars Global Surveyor first landed on Mars and they got the first pictures into NASA, which went on their website, NASA's website, and I can't remember the exact numbers, but they were taking hundreds of thousands of hits every day, and the website couldn't even handle it. People are so excited about it.
People are ready then, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
All right. If people would like to get a little more information about the Mars Society, who can they contact?
Well, they can find us on the web at marssociety.org.
Mm-hmm.
We're also, the Dayton branch, we are located on the Active Dayton website under Community Groups. And if they need to get a hold of us personally, we have information there on the Active Dayton website where they can call me or anybody or anything that they may need.
All right. Your phone number?
My phone number is 298-2383.
Monica, it's been a pleasure. I've learned something today.
Great.
I'm going to have to work on my Marvin the Martian impersonation, though, aren't I? That's a tough one. We do appreciate your time. Good luck. So you will be one of the first volunteers to go, I'm going to presume.
Actually, no, but one of our recent graduates from the Wright State Aerospace Medicine Program probably will be. He's a doctor.
All right. Keep me informed when you get closer to going, would you please?
Yes, I will.
Thank you for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, Monica Simmons from the Mars Society. Pretty interesting stuff, huh? 10 away from 10, here's Ernest Tubb.